Good morning. How many of you are revoked? Are you still waiting until November the 5th? Look like everybody look at each other. The message I want to present to you this morning is Living by Faith in the whole series of biblical living, which we go through the whole month of October in the Vietnamese congregation. And I just picked one from the Vietnamese side and tried to translate into English to present to you the message. And based on, if you can turn on over here so I don't have to turn around, and if you can turn on the screen up here. I pick on the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 6. And the Bible I use is a NET Bible. Okay, I had a Bible with two a parallel, one in Vietnamese is the New Translation, and then another side is the NET Bible. So if what I read to you this morning, if it not match with your Bible, because I use a NET Bible, okay? And you understand we're in the time of election, and a lot of people wonder what's going on years from now. When I get in line for vote, and I can sense the concern from the people who went to vote early, and we talk, and a lot of issue, a lot of things that raise up, talk, and it's kind of interesting. But it comes down to faith. How do we see the world? With our own, Christian worldview, and how we see the world with different worldview. So today we explore about what it means to be living by faith, because faith is very, very essential or very, very important for a strong relationship with God. And faith also very, very critical for the relationship between each other also. Without faith, we cannot truly connect it with God. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 6, the Bible explains very, very clearly about faith and why faith is really matter to us, to our life. So I want you and me go through the message, the Bible verse, and see how we learn from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 6. But the most important is how we can apply for our own life. Okay? Let me pray. Our Father, we thank you very much because we have the opportunity to go through Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 6. What it means to be living by faith. So I pray the Holy Spirit continue to use my word, my tongue, to present the message based on the scripture and the scripture alone. So I pray the Holy Spirit in the mind and in the heart people so they can understand the message, but the most important, they can apply for their own life. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, so what is faith? Verse 1. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for, being convinced of what we do not see. So basically, the Bible verse talking about faith is confidence in what we hope and what we trust and in what we cannot see. The song some of you just sing a couple of minutes ago, faith is sometimes like you swim into the deep ocean, okay? So when you walk in the sea, as long as your feet still touch the ground, you rely on yourself. But when you go deep enough, your foot or your feet kind of like couldn't touch the ground. And at that moment in time, you rely on faith, okay? Because you may think, yes, I have the ability, I have the strength, I can swim. But you swim for a while and your feet is still not touch the ground. And you would understand what exactly faith means and how you rely on God. So basically, we trust in what we cannot see. It means believing in God's promise. Even when we cannot see how things would turn out and how things would work, faith assures us that God is in control, even when our circumstances are uncertain. Some of you, when you go to school, okay, or at least when I go to school in a grade one, I don't think I would finish college, okay? But because my parents keep pushing me, okay, just every day go to school, and eventually you will finish elementary school and eventually middle school and high school. And my trust in my parents, and at that time I say, if, Hong Sen, if you sit there, you know, consistent every day, eventually you will get there. Do I trust in my parents at that time? No, probably not. But somehow deep down in me, okay, my parents explained to me that faith. Because the future, sometimes we cannot see. But we trust in God will help us to get there. So I have the picture of the faith like this. Because some of you in the business, sometimes we play the game. The game is basically we blindfold and we walk across the room. But, you know, initially when we can see, we can say, yes, we can do it. But after you put in the blindfold, they turn you about three times, your smile or your sense of direction can disappear on you. So you don't know. They say, walk to the door. You don't know where the door is because you all lost a sense of direction. But however, in the game, this is one of the leadership games. And they say, well, there's a person who will help you. This person can see, and this person can help you, walk you through, okay, through the room and get to the door. So sometimes faith is just like that. Because if somebody you trust guiding you across the room, you cannot see whatever block or the chair or the obstacle or the table block your way. But because you trust in the person to lead you to the safety, and the same thing, trust in God or faith in God is the same thing. Trusting in Him to guide you through life, even though you don't see the whole picture of your life. And trust me, each one of you in this room, including me, even though I am about this age, but I still cannot see what exactly my future 5 or 10 years from now, or even tomorrow. I'm not even see it. But I know by faith, I trust in Him, He would guide me every day, every hour of my life or your life, even though we cannot see the whole picture. So the same message is reminding us. Through your life, you may face certain situation where you don't even know what will happen next. Maybe your job, maybe your family, or even maybe your health. This morning, one of our church members come to me. You know, this person very, very strong, very, very healthy. And this person say, Pastor, make sure pray for me. It's mean him. Because he probably had cancer. So he will go through the examination and probably the treatment. But last week at the church, he's a healthy person. So when I'm trying to communicate to you, sometimes we cannot see the future. Okay? Your job, your family, even your health. But faith means trusting God even when the future is unclear. When you cannot see the answer, and then faith would remind you God still working on your behalf. And you have to believe that. And that's the meaning of faith. Okay? So faith, based on the Bible or the scripture, say, would please God. Verse 2 and 6. Now without faith, it is impossible to please him. For the one who approaches God must believe him that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. So a lot of people come to me, how do I'm pleasing God? And the Bible said all we have to do, have faith in him. The message was very clear. Without faith, impossible to please God. So without faith, it's impossible to please God. We have to believe God that he accurately rewards those who seek him. So you want to receive the blessing from God, you have to faith in him. Put your future in his hand so he can guide you, lead you, protect you, or bless you on the way. Faith is also mean trusting God's character. Okay? God, and his promise, God never lied. And he never conflicted with himself. And that reason why we study the Bible, to understand whatever he promised in the Bible, he would fulfill his promise to you, as long as you have faith in him. So the Bible also shows if we depend on him, okay? We depend on him, that means faith, not just believe in yourself. When I was young, very hot blood, I think I can do just about anything. I can do everything, okay? And of course, when you go through life, a lot of success, but a lot of unsuccess things happen. And then I realize faith is in God is everything. Hold on to his promise, and then we will harvest whatever his promise. When I'm still in business, I'm studying finance. I have master in finance, operation management. What is that? MBA. Master of Business Administration, all of that stuff, and run the organization. So I thought I'm pretty good, when you have people work for you and the budget is very tremendous and also responsible for sales organization. So one time, the company had a seminar or the workshop. So most of the leader of different companies have to come to the workshop to be trained, to have the high level of understanding of business. So when I come to this workshop or the seminar, I expect learn something from what I did learn in school, okay? The training or the management school, leadership school. So I thought, I already know everything, okay? So it turned out when I get in there, what exactly the person who lead the workshop, what textbook? You know what textbook did he use? He used the Bible. So he walked in the room, and I said, uh-oh. And then he opened the Bible, he began to read from the Bible how to do business. At that time, I was a Christian. I read the Bible a couple times over. But here, the man, he opened the Bible, and then he read from it. And at that time, the president of IBM is Mr. Gessner. He said, Gessner, you're president of IBM, right? He said, yes. Yes, sir. How many people do you under you? Well, worldwide about 80,000 people. Okay? And what is the problem? The problem of competition. So he said, go back to the Bible. Moses, take how many people get out of Egypt and travel across the desert. If you read the Bible, probably over 1 million men. Okay, if you count the woman, so probably about over 2 million people. So just thinking about how he provides food, how he provides on the safety, the sanitary, all of that to the people. Okay? And how to keep the people safe and travel across the desert. He also faced on the enemy trying to attack the Israel at that time. So how did he handle it? Okay? So just thinking, at that time, Moses, he's the president, CEO of the company. Under him, over 2 or 3 million people. So he had to take care of the people, the food, the supply, and also prevent the attack from all the enemies. So IBM, you only run 80,000, you only have 80,000 people work for you. Roughly about 8 or 9 people, all the computer competition against you. So what is the problem? So suddenly, everybody begin to click. Because the wisdom is from here, from God's words. And that's where faith is. How the world Moses can take 2 million people, cross over 2 million people with supply and cross the desert. What motivates him? Faith in God, faith in the Lord. The same thing, you probably will be eventually get promoted, you work and you're in high position in the company. Are you the leader of the family? How can you survive or lead your family or organization to move forward? You have to have faith. And how do you get the wisdom to lead the people or run the company or whatever you plan to do? Had from the word. So after that, and of course, when they point to me as a and the youngest one in my organization, very, very small. So it's just like nothing compared to IBM or Apple or Westinghouse at that time. Okay? But it made me humble, because if all the big business, they take the wisdom from God's word. And here I study the Bible, I only see the small picture of the scripture to apply. And that is wake me up and begin to really learn about the scripture, the Bible. So you would find out is, okay. So the question I would ask, how do you approach God in your daily life? When you come to him, you pray. Do you pray with confidence? Do you believe in God, hear your prayer? Do you trust him when things is not going well based on your plans? But the Bible reminding us, faith please God because it shows you believe in his goodness and you believe in the plan for your life, his plan for your life. Okay. But again, if we just talk about faith, but faith is no action, it means much. So that reason why the book of Hebrew, so the book of Hebrew chapter 4, chapter 11, verse 4 and 5, we two examples about the people who live by faith. The first one is talking about Abel. Okay, he brought the best offering to God because of his faith. The same thing when you make offer to God, it had to be the best. If you go to school, some of you probably still in school, what exactly the offering, the best offering you can offer to God in worship? Okay, you're not working, you don't have the money. Okay? So what you have is your grade. So I pray that by the end of the semester, you bring your grade and you come to God and say, Lord, this is the best offer I can give, okay, present to you. It had to be the best. So when you are at work, what offer for worship you can offer to God? Say, I would offer to you the best work. Through my work, your name will be glorified. People praise God because of me. Okay? So that application, and you find Enoch pleased God so much through his faith that God took him to heaven without dying. And that means faith. Okay? I already example of Moses. Moses, by faith, God told him, just go. And he didn't even know where he's supposed to go. Okay? And the same thing like, what's his name to build the boat, the big boat? Noah. Okay. By faith, he built, God said, build a boat, big boat. And by faith, he built a boat. And how long does it take him to build a boat? 100 years. And every day, just thinking about, we'll build a boat. And during break time, tell the people, the flood is coming. And people, year after year, day after year, probably laugh at him. Are you crazy? You talk about the flood coming. And after 20 years, not happen. 50 years, not happen. 100 years, finally it happened. But that's the lesson of faith. So faith, it had to go through endurance and patient answer. So if Noah not give up on God's command, and how could you? So faith is also in our daily life. Because living faith not just something for the people in the Bible, for each one of us today. Faith will shape how we live our life every day. And it affects our decisions, relationship, and how we respond to challenge. Every moment in time, you make the decision. You make the decision to go to church. That's the decision. But by faith, you make the decision to go to church. And you have to go through a lot of struggle to make, fulfill that decision. It means you have to get up a little bit earlier, you take a shower, you jump in the car, you drive to the church, and you don't even know what may happen on the way to the church. But by faith, you make the decision. Okay? Relationship, some of you, boyfriend, girlfriend, by faith, you make the relationship. Okay? Even though you don't know 5 years, 10 years from now, what would happen, but by faith, you do it. You trust in God to link or to bond you two together, you know, through Christ, through faith. So faith helps us to keep an eye on God, even though when things are tough. Some is tough, but by faith, it has to go through. Okay? At the picture, okay? It's just like you put the seed on the ground. Of course, eventually you see it sprout and then it coming up. But thinking about it, when it's still under the ground, in the darkness of the ground, okay? It takes a lot of thing for thing it break through, even though it's still in the darkness. Because you only see on the surface with the light, but you don't see what underneath. And sometimes some of you may go through life, but you're still under the ground, just like the seed underground. It takes a lot of faith in order to break through and expose to sunlight. Okay? Think about it, because that is also the picture of faith. Okay? So sometimes you cannot see what exactly underneath of the ground, but you can see the result when it gets above the ground. and eventually it bear fruit or whatever it come out to be. So faith is trusting God, is working in your life, even though when you cannot see, you know, immediately result, you cannot see the result right away. But, you know, after you go through and then you look back and say, wow, this happened. How the world has happened. It's faith, okay? So remember, faith is very, very essential for every situation when you go about your daily life. When you pray, have faith, God listen to your prayer, okay? So when you face the difficulty, trust that God is using all of this situation to strengthen you. Living by faith is mean trusting God in a small thing, not just a big one. And through life, you will see he put on a little thing in front of you to strengthen your faith. And by faith in God, you make decision, small or big. Okay? So basically, a conclusion, living by faith means trusting God daily, even when you don't have all the answer. The Bible teaching us faith is being confident in God's promise and trust him when you cannot see the outcome. Faith please God and should shape how you live your own life. So the challenge for you for the next 7 days, okay, you have to go through exercise, okay, you trust God with the thing you cannot control. So think about it, what exactly you cannot control next week. So I ask you, trust God when things you cannot control. Think about it, a lot of things you cannot control. Show your faith through your action. A lot of things you cannot control, but you have to act on it. How do you do it? Seek God daily. Believe him, we reward those earnestly seek him. So that's a challenge for you next 7 days, okay? Next Sunday we have time change. Remember, move forward the clock by 1 hour. That's the decision. By faith, I trust that you move the clock forward by 1 hour at 2 a.m. So by faith, you trust my word, or you trust Google, time forward, whatever, you know, fauna forward, spring backward. You trust Google. So by faith, you move clock by 1 hour, okay? And do at 2 o'clock, a.m. I just give you an example. So you could find out a lot of little things you have no control, and you make the decision and take action on it, okay? You have no control on time change. Somebody make decision for you, but you have no control on it. But what you have control is 2 a.m., you move forward 1 hour. That's what you have control, that's the action. I just give you some example. The thing you cannot control, somebody somewhere in the federal agency say, move forward 1 hour. But you have no control on it. You can jump up and down and yelling, I don't like it, but it still happened. You have no control. But the action you can do, early before 2 o'clock, you turn your clock by forward by 1 hour. That's the action. That's what I'm talking about. So identify on the little thing you have no control. And pray God, you can make decision to take action on it. And trust me, he reward those earnestly seeking him. I'm just giving example. So by next week, you will be on time at work because you move clock forward and you have 1 extra hour of sleep. Right? 1 extra hour of sleep. Phone back, you have 1 extra. So you have to get up 1 hour early compared for today, okay? But the reward is you come to work on time. not 1 hour late. Okay. I'm just give you some example. Okay. Can you do it next week? For the next 7 days. Amen. Okay. I'll shake your hand. Okay, let us stand up so I can pray. And Father, we thank you very much just being here to go over your word. So many things in life we don't have control. But by faith in him, we recognize of what we cannot control. So by faith in you, we take action based on your will and your word. So I pray the Holy Spirit will be with all the folks in this room and also online, so they can understand this and apply for our own life. We love you, and we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.